Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present St. Martin Episode 3, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 9, Hurricanes, Resilience, and Rebuilding. 1970 to 2000, natural disasters and the unbreakable spirit of St. Martin. Tourism had transformed St. Martin, turning it from an isolated colonial outpost into a thriving Caribbean destination. Hotels, restaurants, casinos, and duty-free shops lined the streets of Philipsburg and Marigot, welcoming visitors from around the world. The island was flourishing, and for the first time in its history, its people were in control of their economic future. But even as prosperity grew, another force loomed, one far more powerful than politics, colonial rule, or economic shifts: nature. For centuries, the people of St. Martin had lived with the knowledge that the Caribbean Sea, so generous in its beauty, could also bring destruction. The island sat in the path of the Atlantic hurricane belt, vulnerable to the violent storms that could, in mere hours, erase entire communities, drown fields, and strip forests bare. And in the final decades of the 20th century, St. Martin would endure some of the most devastating hurricanes in its history, testing the resilience of its people like never before. The fury of the storms, the 1970s and 1980s. The 1970s and 1980s were marked by frequent and increasingly powerful hurricanes, many of which struck St. Martin with terrifying force. Hurricane Donna, 1960, had already served as a warning, battering the island with Category 4 winds and causing major damage to coastal towns, roads, and farmlands. But it was in the 1970s that hurricanes began to increase in frequency, with storms bringing heavy rains, flooding, and storm surges that wiped away roads and small villages. By the 1980s, St. Martin had been hit by several hurricanes that left lasting scars. Hotels and resorts were damaged, forcing expensive repairs, and fishing communities struggled as boats were lost to the sea. Despite this, the island rebuilt each time. St. Martiners, hardened by centuries of survival, did not abandon their home. They rebuilt stronger, learning from each disaster, reinforcing their structures, and adapting to the unpredictability of nature. But no storm would compare to what was coming. Hurricane Luis, 1995, the storm that changed everything. On September 4, 1995, the people of St. Martin awoke to ominous skies and howling winds. A massive Category 4 hurricane, named Luis, was approaching the island with terrifying speed. By nightfall, all hell had broken loose. Winds exceeding 135 miles per hour, 215 kilometers per hour, tore through the streets, ripping off roofs, flattening buildings, and tossing cars like paper in the wind. The storm surge swallowed entire coastal villages, leaving only debris where homes once stood. Electricity and water supplies failed, plunging the island into darkness and desperation. When Luis finally passed, the island was unrecognizable. 80% of buildings on the island were damaged or destroyed. The tourism industry, which had taken decades to build, was crippled overnight. Thousands of people were left homeless, and many businesses never recovered. For the people of St. Martin, the storm was not just a natural disaster. It was an economic catastrophe. Tourism was the backbone of the island, and with hotels and infrastructure in ruins, visitors stopped coming. The years following Hurricane Luis were some of the hardest in St. Martin's modern history, as jobs vanished, businesses collapsed, and entire families were forced to leave the island in search of work elsewhere. Yet, in the face of so much destruction, the resilience of St. Martin's people shone brighter than ever. The rebuilding effort, rising from the ruins. After the devastation of Hurricane Luis, St. Martiners did what they had always done. They rebuilt. Local businesses pooled resources to restore essential infrastructure. The French and Dutch governments provided aid, though it was often slow and insufficient, forcing locals to depend on one another. Hotels and resorts were reconstructed with stronger materials, designed to withstand future storms. Community-led initiatives ensured that those who had lost homes received support, shelter, and food. Within just a few years, St. Martin was back on its feet. The island's tourism industry recovered, stronger than before. New hotels, new restaurants, and new businesses emerged, proving that no storm, no matter how powerful, could erase the spirit of the island's people. Hurricane Lenny, 1999, another test of strength. As if to test the island's recovery, just 4 years after Luis, Hurricane Lenny arrived in November 1999. Unlike most hurricanes, which traveled from east to west, Lenny moved in reverse, attacking the Caribbean from west to east, catching many by surprise. Though not as destructive as Luis, Lenny brought massive flooding, more infrastructure damage, and once again tested the resilience of St. Martin. But this time, the island was better prepared. The lessons of Luis had been learned, and rebuilding was quicker, more efficient, and less economically devastating. Resilience and adaptation, living with hurricanes. By the dawn of the 21st century, St. Martin had become an expert in survival. Buildings were now constructed with hurricane-resistant designs. Emergency response systems were improved, ensuring that food, water, and supplies were available after storms. Locals became trained in disaster preparedness, ensuring that every hurricane season, the island was ready for whatever came next. And yet, the hurricanes kept coming. St. Martin would go on to face more devastating storms in the 2000s and beyond, but none would break the spirit of its people. The legacy of survival. The story of St. Martin is a story of resilience, adaptation, and unyielding strength. From the days of indigenous survival against colonial conquest, to the enslaved fighting for freedom, to modern-day communities rebuilding after devastation, the people of St. Martin have always found a way to rise again. Hurricanes may come, buildings may fall, but the spirit of St. Martin, the will to rebuild, to thrive, and to claim its place in the world, remains unbreakable. As the 21st century began, the island had proven itself time and time again. But new challenges were ahead. A new world was emerging, and St. Martin would once again have to adapt, fight, and forge its own future. Chapter 10: A Cultural Melting Pot. 2000-present. The evolution of St. Martin's identity in a globalized world. The 21st century arrived with new promises, new challenges, and a new vision for St. Martin. The island had endured colonization, slavery, hurricanes, and economic collapse, yet it had always risen, stronger, more determined, and more united than before. But as the world modernized at an unprecedented pace, so too did St. Martin. Technology, globalization, tourism expansion, and migration transformed the island, shaping a society that was no longer just a product of its colonial past, but of its own evolving culture. It had always been a land of contrasts, split between France and the Netherlands, old traditions and new influences, rural simplicity and modern luxury. But at the heart of it all, there was one defining truth. St. Martin was no longer just a colony. It was a home. It was a culture. It was a people. The blending of cultures. A unique Caribbean identity. Since the earliest days of European settlement, St. Martin has been a land of cultural fusion. The arrival of African slaves, European colonists, East Indian and Chinese laborers, and merchants from the Middle East all contributed to the island's diverse heritage. By the 21st century, this mix had created a vibrant, multicultural society, where influences from around the world blended seamlessly into a uniquely St. Martiner identity. Language. St. Martin is one of the few places in the world where French, Dutch, English, Spanish, Creole, and Papiamento are all spoken daily. While French and Dutch remain the official languages, English is the dominant tongue of business and everyday life. Cuisine. The island has become famous for its fusion of Caribbean, African, French, Dutch, and Asian flavors. From fresh seafood and Creole dishes to fine French pastries and Dutch cheeses, St. Martin has earned its title as the culinary capital of the Caribbean. Music and dance. Influences from reggae, zouk, soca, salsa, calypso, jazz, and electronic music create a soundscape that reflects the island's dynamic culture. Street carnivals and festivals blend African drum rhythms with European brass melodies, celebrating St. Martin's past and present. Art and literature. St. Martin's artists and writers are telling their own stories, moving away from colonial narratives to focus on their history, their people, and their future. Murals, sculptures, and books now capture the spirit of the island in a way that was once impossible under colonial rule. Through music, language, food, and storytelling, St. Martin has become more than the sum of its influences. It is no longer just a place, it is a way of life. Tourism in the modern age, growth and challenges. As the world entered the digital era, travel and tourism evolved, and St. Martin had to keep up. Luxury resorts expanded, bringing high-end visitors from Europe and North America. Cruise ships grew larger, docking at Philippsburg's state-of-the-art port, bringing in thousands of visitors each day. Ecotourism and adventure tourism gained popularity, with travelers seeking local experiences beyond just beaches and casinos. But with growth came concerns. Overdevelopment threatened St. Martin's natural beauty, as large resorts and commercial projects began expanding into previously untouched areas. Foreign investors dominated the industry, meaning that much of the wealth generated by tourism left the island instead of benefiting local communities. Gentrification and rising property prices made it harder for locals to afford housing, as the cost of living soared due to increased demand from wealthy foreigners. Tourism had brought prosperity, but it had also raised an important question. How does St. Martin balance economic growth with preserving its culture and environment? The quest for greater autonomy and self-identity. While St. Martin remains politically divided, with the French side ruled by France and the Dutch side as part of the Kingdom of the Netherlands, the people's sense of unity has grown stronger than ever. Calls for greater autonomy and self-governance have increased, as more St. Martiners question whether decisions about their island should still be made in Paris or The Hague. French St. Martin was officially recognized as an overseas collectivity in 2007, giving it more control over its laws, economy, and governance. However, it is still financially dependent on France. Dutch St. Martin became an autonomous country within the Kingdom of the Netherlands in 2010, allowing it to manage its own internal affairs, but it still relies on Dutch oversight for defense, foreign policy, and major economic decisions. While full independence is still a controversial topic, more people believe that St. Martin's future should be determined by its own people, not by European governments thousands of miles away. Climate change, the new battle for survival. Beyond political and economic challenges, St. Martin now faces an even greater existential threat, climate change. As sea levels rise, hurricanes become stronger, and temperatures increase, small Caribbean islands like St. Martin are on the front lines of global environmental change. Coastal erosion is destroying beaches and threatening tourism infrastructure. Hurricanes are becoming more frequent and more powerful, putting the island's economy at risk every year. Water shortages and extreme heat are affecting local agriculture and daily life. To survive the next century, St. Martin must adapt once again, finding new ways to protect its environment, build sustainable infrastructure, and ensure the survival of future generations. Looking forward, the future of St. Martin. As St. Martin moves further into the 21st century, it stands at yet another crossroads. The island is no longer just a colonial possession. It is no longer just a tourist destination. It is a thriving, independent-minded society, shaped by its history, its culture, and its people's unbreakable will to survive and prosper. Will it push for full independence, or will it remain tied to its colonial rulers? Will it find a way to balance tourism with environmental conservation? Will it preserve its unique cultural identity, or will globalization and foreign investment change it forever? These questions do not have easy answers. But if history has proven anything, it is that St. Martin's people will always rise to the challenge. From the Arawak and Carib settlers who first called the island home, to the enslaved Africans who fought for freedom, to the resilient communities who rebuilt after hurricanes, to the entrepreneurs, artists, and leaders shaping the island's future. St. Martin's story is not yet finished. It is still being written. And in the years to come, its people will decide what the next chapter will hold. Conclusion: a land of resilience, beauty, and hope. St. Martin is more than a geographic location on a map. It is more than a divided island under two flags. It is a testament to survival, adaptation, and cultural fusion. It is a place where history and modernity collide, where the past is remembered and the future is forged by the people who call it home. And no matter what challenges come next, one truth remains. St. Martin will always endure. Chapter 11. Challenges of the 21st Century. 2000-present. Navigating economic shifts, political tensions, and global uncertainty. As St. Martin entered the 21st century, it carried with it centuries of survival, resilience, and adaptation. From colonial rule to economic reinvention, from slavery to self-determination, the island had always found ways to overcome adversity and carve out its own path. But the modern era brought with it a new set of challenges, ones that could not be fought with rebellion or rebuilt after a hurricane. These challenges were global, structural, and deeply intertwined with the future of the island's people. Economic inequality and the cost of living soared. Climate change threatened the very land itself. Political divisions between the French and Dutch sides deepened. Foreign investors controlled much of the island's wealth, leaving locals struggling for ownership. The rise of digital economies changed the way business was done, forcing St. Martin to adapt to a new world. As the 21st century unfolded, the question was no longer just about survival. It was about sustainability, self-governance, and the ability to shape a future that belonged to the people of St. Martin, not to outside forces. The rising cost of living and economic disparities. At first glance, St. Martin appeared more prosperous than ever. High-end resorts, luxury shopping districts, and bustling cruise ship docks painted a picture of a thriving Caribbean paradise. But beneath the surface, economic disparity was widening. Foreign ownership dominated the tourism industry. International hotel chains, cruise lines, and real estate developers controlled the majority of St. Martin's revenue streams, meaning that much of the money left the island instead of benefiting local businesses. Property values skyrocketed. Wealthy foreigners bought up land and homes, driving up housing costs and pushing many locals out of their own communities. Basic goods became unaffordable. As tourism expanded, so did the demand for imported goods, making essential items like food, fuel, and utilities increasingly expensive for local residents. For many St. Martiners, the island they had fought to build was becoming unlivable. Tourism's double-edged sword, blessing or curse. Tourism had long been St. Martin's economic lifeline, but as the industry grew exponentially, it brought as many challenges as it did benefits. Overcrowding threatened natural beauty. Increased tourism put strain on the island's beaches, coral reefs, and fragile ecosystems, leading to erosion, pollution, and loss of biodiversity. Job dependency on tourism created instability. Because most employment opportunities were in hotels, restaurants, and tourism-related services, the economy became vulnerable to global financial crises, natural disasters, and pandemics. Cultural erosion became a real concern. As the island catered more to international visitors, traditional customs, languages, and ways of life were increasingly commercialized or abandoned. While tourism remained the largest source of income, many questioned whether St. Martin could build a more diversified economy, one that protected local culture and resources while ensuring financial stability. The struggle for political autonomy and local control. Though St. Martin had gained greater autonomy in the late 20th century, it remained politically and economically tied to France and the Netherlands. This created ongoing tensions as locals debated whether full independence was the key to solving economic inequality, governance issues, and the lack of local control over key industries. French St. Martin remained financially dependent on France, receiving subsidies, but having little say in major policy decisions. Many locals resented the fact that they were still subject to French bureaucracy and taxation, despite living thousands of miles away from the mainland. Dutch St. Martin struggled with corruption and governance challenges, as increased autonomy meant more responsibility for managing its economy, infrastructure, and political institutions, not all of which were prepared for the challenge. A divided island meant divided policies. The French and Dutch sides had different tax laws, different regulations, and different leadership, making unified progress difficult. While some saw this as a benefit, others viewed it as a barrier to true self-governance. Would full independence solve these issues? Or would it leave St. Martin even more vulnerable to economic instability and external influence? The debate continued, with no easy answers in sight. Hurricanes and climate change, the new war against nature. If there was one challenge that overshadowed all others, it was climate change. St. Martin had always faced hurricanes, but in the 21st century, storms were becoming stronger, more frequent, and more devastating. Hurricane Irma, 2017, was one of the most destructive in recorded history, hitting St. Martin as a Category 5 storm with winds over 180 miles per hour, 290 kilometers per hour. Entire neighborhoods were flattened, hotels and businesses were destroyed, and over 90% of the island's infrastructure was damaged. The island's recovery was slow and painful, with many people losing their homes, jobs, and businesses overnight. Beyond hurricanes, rising sea levels, increasing temperatures, and coastal erosion threatened the long-term habitability of the island. Beaches were disappearing. Coral reefs, vital for marine biodiversity and tourism, were dying. Water resources were becoming strained. With its small size and limited resources, St. Martin was among the most vulnerable places in the world to climate change. Yet it had the least power to stop it. Could St. Martin find ways to protect itself from the forces of nature? Or would it one day become uninhabitable, another victim of global environmental change? Technology, globalization, and the digital age. As the world moved deeper into the digital era, St. Martin faced another challenge: modernization. Technology and the internet changed the way business was conducted. Could St. Martin diversify its economy by embracing remote work, tech startups, and digital entrepreneurship? Young people had more access to global opportunities. But this also meant many were leaving the island in search of better careers, leading to a brain drain. The traditional way of life was evolving. Would modernization strengthen the island's economy, or would it lead to further erosion of St. Martin's cultural identity? The future, challenges and opportunities. As St. Martin navigates the 21st century, it faces difficult choices. Will it remain dependent on tourism, or will it find new industries to sustain its people? Will it push for full independence, or continue to rely on France and the Netherlands? Will it embrace modernization while protecting its traditions, or will it lose itself to globalization? Will it find ways to fight climate change, or will it be forced to retreat from rising seas and stronger hurricanes? The answers are not yet clear. But one thing is certain: St. Martin has survived everything history has thrown at it. And if the past has proven anything, it's that the people of this island will always find a way forward. Conclusion: the next chapter in St. Martin's story. St. Martin's history is not a static tale of the past. It is an evolving story, one that is still being written by its people, its leaders, and its future generations. And as the world changes, St. Martin must decide. What kind of island will it become? Who will shape its destiny? And how will it ensure that future generations can call this land home? The answers will define St. Martin's next great chapter. And as always, its people will be the ones to write it. Chapter 12: The Future of St. Martin. Present Beyond: A Nation's Quest for Identity, Sustainability, and Prosperity. The winds of history have shaped St. Martin, carving a path through colonization, slavery, resistance, hurricanes, and modernization. Each era has tested the island's resilience, yet its people have always risen, not just to rebuild, but to redefine what it means to be St. Martiner. Now, standing at the crossroads of the 21st century, St. Martin faces its greatest challenge yet. What kind of future will it build? For the first time, the island's destiny is not being dictated by colonial rulers or external forces, but by its own people. The choices made today will determine whether St. Martin becomes a beacon of self-sufficiency, cultural preservation, and environmental resilience, or whether it will struggle under the weight of unchecked development, political division, and global uncertainties. The future of St. Martin is still unwritten, but the questions that will shape it are clear. The question of independence, a divided debate. For decades, the people of St. Martin have debated one of the most pivotal and complex issues of their time. Should St. Martin become fully independent, or remain tied to France and the Netherlands? The island is already divided into two territories, with French St. Martin operating as an overseas collectivity and Dutch St. Martin as an autonomous country within the Kingdom of the Netherlands. Yet, despite these legal distinctions, the island remains deeply interconnected, economically, socially, and culturally. But is this division sustainable? Proponents of independence argue that true progress cannot be achieved under colonial rule. They believe that St. Martin must control its own resources, economy, and governance without interference from European powers. Opponents warn that independence could bring economic instability, security concerns, and loss of financial aid. Both France and the Netherlands provide subsidies, disaster relief, and diplomatic protection. Resources that would disappear if St. Martin were to go fully independent. Some advocate for a hybrid approach, seeking more autonomy while maintaining strategic ties to their former colonial rulers. This could allow the island to retain economic stability while increasing local governance. Regardless of the outcome, one thing is clear. The people of St. Martin must be the ones to decide their future, not foreign governments thousands of miles away. Sustainable development, building a future that lasts. For centuries, St. Martin has thrived on adaptation and reinvention. But with tourism dominating the economy, concerns are growing about sustainability, environmental degradation, and economic dependency. Can St. Martin transition to a more sustainable model? Diversifying the economy. Tourism has been both a blessing and a curse. While it generates jobs and income, it also makes the island vulnerable to economic downturns, hurricanes, and external shocks. Many believe that St. Martin must expand into other industries, such as technology, agriculture, and renewable energy, to create a more resilient economy. Protecting natural resources. With rising sea levels, disappearing beaches, and deforestation, St. Martin's natural beauty, its greatest economic asset, is under threat. New efforts must focus on coastal restoration, ecotourism, and strict environmental policies to ensure the island's longevity. Empowering local entrepreneurs. Too much of the island's wealth is controlled by foreign businesses. St. Martin's future depends on its own people having the resources and opportunities to build their own enterprises, own their land, and benefit directly from the economy they sustain. Cultural identity in the age of globalization. As St. Martin modernizes, the island faces another pressing concern: how to preserve its unique cultural identity in the face of globalization. Can the island protect its Creole, African, and Caribbean heritage while embracing modernity? Will younger generations continue to speak local dialects, practice traditional arts, and honor the customs of their ancestors? Or will Western influences and commercialism dilute the island's rich, diverse history? The answers lie not just in policy, but in education, community engagement, and the willingness of St. Martiners to preserve what makes their island unique. Climate change and the fight for survival. Perhaps the most existential threat facing St. Martin is climate change. As a small island nation, it is at the mercy of rising sea levels, which threaten coastal towns and tourism infrastructure. Stronger hurricanes, which grow more destructive each year, putting lives and livelihoods at risk. Changing weather patterns, leading to droughts, freshwater shortages, and damage to agriculture. To combat these challenges, St. Martin must take bold action, including investing in climate-resilient infrastructure to withstand future hurricanes, transitioning to renewable energy to reduce dependency on fossil fuels, strengthening environmental protections to preserve coral reefs, mangroves, and marine ecosystems that protect the island from erosion. If these steps are not taken, St. Martin may one day become uninhabitable, another victim of a crisis it did not create. The role of the youth, the next generation of leaders. The future of St. Martin will not be shaped by governments in Europe or foreign investors. It will be shaped by its youth, the next generation of leaders, entrepreneurs, activists, and visionaries who will decide what path the island will take. Will they fight for independence or seek a new relationship with their colonial rulers? Will they embrace sustainability or prioritize short-term economic gain? Will they preserve their culture, or will globalization and outside influences rewrite St. Martin's story? The choices they make today will define St. Martin's place in the world tomorrow. Conclusion: a nation ready to rise. For centuries, St. Martin has been a land of struggle, survival, and reinvention. It has been claimed by empires, shaped by slavery, tested by hurricanes, and transformed by globalization. And yet, it has never lost its soul. Today, the island stands at the threshold of a new era, one where it must decide once and for all what kind of nation it wants to become. A nation that controls its own destiny or remains tethered to European powers. A nation that protects its environment or succumbs to overdevelopment. A nation that uplifts its people or continues to let foreign investors dictate its wealth. These questions do not have easy answers. But history has shown that St. Martin is no stranger to adversity. It has overcome every storm, every challenge, and every attempt to erase its identity. And now, as it faces the greatest challenges of the modern world, it does so with one undeniable truth. St. Martin is ready. The island's future is not written in the decisions of European governments or the profits of corporations. It is written in the hearts, minds, and hands of its people. And whatever comes next, one thing is certain: St. Martin will endure. St. Martin will rise. St. Martin will define its own destiny.